This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
David Ruhlman is a friend of mine from Washington, D.C. I met him in 2010. We've actually become good friends over the last 6 years. He just was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. He's in the Cancer Treatment Center of America in Atlanta. Went from Washington, D.C. down to Atlanta. That's where they sent him. When Ann and I were in Atlanta a few weeks ago for meetings, I went over to the hospital and spent a couple hours with David and his wife, prayed with them. I want you to listen to what he wrote recently about a recent day of chemotherapy. It's a powerful story out of a person's life. Tuesday was a full day, starting at 7 a.m., ending at 4, with 5 hours of chemo. Aggressive hiccups has been the history so far, what's going on. Irritating and tiring with 15 rounds of hiccups following the first two chemo sessions. Drink from the far side of the cup, hold your breath, scare yourself, take antipsychotic pills or pills for pregnancy. Strange, but some people think effective from the counsel I received. But Jesus handled things in such a different way. I've always loved his short prayers, David said. To the storm, be quiet. To the dead, get up. To the demons, get out. To the sick, be healed. He spoke directly to the problem and told it what to do. He moved in authority, bringing the order of the invisible realm into the chaos of that which is visible, a shadow of what's real. Now, you may not believe what I'm going to tell you. I believe David's telling the truth when he said that. Constantly hiccuping. He's having a chemo treatment on Tuesday. And the chemo tech is administering the chemotherapy. And he's so frustrated with his hiccuping that out of frustration, if nothing else, David just blurted out, in the name of Jesus, stop it. And you can believe this or not, but David said the hiccup stopped. And for the entire rest of the session, much to the amazement of the chemo tech, there was no hiccuping. David is just that kind of guy to call upon the Lord in a moment of frustration. And in that case, you can say, well, it was psychological. It was a coincidence. That's fine. The important thing to David was that they stopped. They stopped. Today, we're going to look at a passage of Scripture in Luke, exactly where I left off last week, where Jesus speaks to two different groups of people. So do I. Jesus talked to people who came for two different reasons to hear him. I speak to people who come for different reasons to hear the Lord's message. And thirdly, he dealt with two types of problems. So do you and so do I. We're going to talk about all three of those pairs today. It's in Luke 6, beginning at verse 17, exactly where I left off last Sunday. He went down with them, Jesus did, and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled or vexed, is the King James word, those troubled or vexed by evil spirits or unclean spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all.
Well, a dramatic passage from Luke, Luke 6. The message is entitled Troubles with a capital T. It continues tomorrow on CrossHope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.